No, 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 no. No, don't. Please, please, it hurts. Please. Oh, no, 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 no. Thank you. Water. Thank you. Yes. I'm okay. I'm okay. Oh. Oh, wait. Did you, Daddy? Hey. What's... I'm okay. Are you? You didn't finish. Okay. Where's the... Here, let's grab the blanket. There. Come here. Are you okay? Okay, I know. I know this happens sometimes. Yeah, I'm okay. I'm good. I don't need that right now. I need to worry about you. Because you're clearly not okay. Tell me what you need, okay? Tell me. Well, first, do you need me to help you through this? Do you need me to be here with you? Or do you want to be alone? I know sometimes you just need time to yourself when you feel like this, and that's totally fine. That's absolutely okay. You're shivering right now, and I want to touch you. I want to take you in my arms and hold you, but I don't want to touch you if you don't want me to. So please, if you want me to, I will. Okay. Come here. There. What do you have laid out for me? Some water. Here. Have a piece of chocolate. It always helps. Why don't we have one together? I know, you always buy the best kind. Do you mind if I kiss you? Just right here on your shoulder. Yeah. Okay. I love you. I love you so much. You know, chocolate really is good. You always have such awesome supplies on hand for me after our scenes. You take such good care of me. Now and just always. You're trembling. I'm not going anywhere. The way you're looking at me right now, I think you are seriously waiting for me to just get up and walk out the door. Huh. I'm not going anywhere. I love you. I'm here. I'm here with you. I'm here for you. That's the end of it. No. No, you didn't hurt me. At least, no more than I wanted you to. Yeah, I promise. Okay, tell me about that. Why were you scared? Well, that makes sense. It was, that was the point of the scene, though, right? The idea was, it was a rape scene. I mean, it was supposed to be rough. We're not going to get into the details right now, because we know that that's not okay. We'll talk about the details in a few days, like we always do, okay? Once we've fully come back to ourselves. But please, right now, know that I'm okay. No, I really am okay. Dangerous. Oh. Please, please don't feel that way. I don't think you're dangerous. In fact, I don't think there's anybody who makes me feel safer than you. I promise. No, I know. I know you worry about that, and I know that you feel like you're dangerous when you're hurting me. But you have to remember that I asked you to, okay? No, there's nothing wrong with you for wanting to play like we play. Yeah, the idea of rape is scary, and it's not something that everybody enjoys. And just because you enjoy playing like that doesn't mean you're going to go out and actually rape somebody. Do you know what the difference is? Do you know what makes this okay? The fact that I said yes, the fact that we discussed it beforehand, the fact that we have actual explicit consent between us. That's why it's okay. Right? That doesn't make you dangerous. That doesn't make you any of the things that you're thinking right now. It means that we enjoy playing together when we both agree on the rougher scenes. That's all. I like it just as much as you do. Okay? I know. trust me. I would not give you my consent if I thought you were dangerous or if I didn't feel 100% safe in your arms with your hands on me. If I didn't feel absolutely safe giving up control like that to you and only you, I wouldn't do it. There's nobody that makes me feel safer in any situation, whether it's a scene or whether it's every day. Okay? Please, please know that. I know. There's going to be marks on my neck. I know. And I know that my voice is a little deeper than normal. But that's what I like. That's what I asked of you. Yeah. And I will feel that way in a couple days when we talk about it, I promise. I love those conversations, you know? I do. Why? No. Not so that I can hear all the weird things or sick things you've... Please don't talk like that. We've talked about that. That's not what this is. I love these conversations because I get to hear just how much we trust and value each other. Especially when the scene is rough like this. The first thing you do when we talk about it is make sure I was okay with everything and that I enjoyed it as much as you did. I know what's going through your head right now. I can see it on your face. If you were any of the horrible things you're letting yourself believe you are, those would be very different conversations. You wouldn't care how I feel. You wouldn't worry if I was enjoying myself. You wouldn't worry about any of that stuff, but you do, because you love me. I know you love me. With absolute certainty, I know you love me, and I feel loved. And I think I can safely say that I love you more than anything. I know you worry about that. I understand. I do. We've talked about that before. Yeah. It's natural to feel guilty and the other things that you're talking about after a scene like that. We've been so conditioned in society that wanting things that are outside of the normal, quote-unquote normal, it's a horrible word, what's considered normal makes us somehow wrong. But that's such a crock of shit, and we've talked about that. That's why we do what we do in a safe and controlled environment, right? We agree on things beforehand, and I will tell you, I absolutely love everything that we do. Everything. Yeah. So please don't feel guilty. Don't feel like you've done something wrong, because you haven't. You did everything that I asked you to do. In fact, I'm pretty sure the scenario tonight was my idea. It was. Yeah, I know. We just happen to share a lot of those likes, that's all. And that's pretty much why it works. But there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with enjoying that kind of play, because that's what it is. It's play. And when the scene's over, that's it. Right? Yeah, I know sometimes you feel like your body wants you to be someone your heart and your mind aren't quite ready to be. That's why we do these scenes, though, right? So we can safely and consensually explore and enjoy those things, those urges that we have that we want to satisfy together. And we know when the scene is over and we are satisfied, we're still just us. We love exploring the limits of our sexuality together, and our scenes are amazing. They are absolutely amazing. And after, when you just, when you hold me and you tell me you love me, especially when I'm coming out of subspace, when I need you, that's just as amazing. And I'm so grateful to be able to have both with you, to be able to trust like that. Do you believe me? Do you trust me? Good. It's fun. It's what we enjoy. And we're consenting adults, so excuse me, we're going to enjoy it. That's what we decided. Together. Right? Yeah. You are such a good person. You do so much good for everyone around you, especially me. To even entertain thoughts like this just hurts. It hurts me to see you doubt yourself like this. It hurts to think that you actually believe the things that you're thinking right now, because I wish you wouldn't. I know it's hard not to right now. I know you feel bad, and it's totally fine to feel bad when you feel like this. It's just part of what you're dealing with right now, and it's absolutely fine, and it's totally understandable. It's a lot of stress, and you take a lot on yourself when we play like this, and feeling like this is just part of it sometimes. I understand that. Yes. Yes, it is absolutely fine to feel like this. I just wish that there was a way I could help you not feel like this, or I could stop it from happening, that I could somehow snap my fingers and that you wouldn't have to go through this. That's all. I wish you would see yourself the way I see you. 'Cause I'm pretty sure there isn't anybody in this world that I see in any better way than you. And I think you need to see yourself that way sometimes, especially when you feel like this. You need to remember how amazing you are and how lucky I am that you're mine and I'm yours, more specifically. You're my daddy, nobody else's. And even saying that makes me feel all warm and fuzzy, and it gives me such a sense of security and safety. It makes me feel so loved and so cherished. And that comes from you. That comes from everything that you do, the little things that you do to take care of me. I mean, I told you I liked a specific type of orange juice, and now it's the only kind you buy. Even though you don't particularly like it, it's the only kind you buy. I told you that there's a specific type of ice cream that I like to have in the freezer at all times, just in case work is a little bit tough. And I come home one day, and now there's two containers of it. No matter what day I come home, actually, there's two containers of it. You did that. You're incredible. And liking the things that you like and wanting to play the way we play doesn't change that. It just means we're more compatible. Because I like it too. And there's nobody I would bottom for. Just you. I never thought that I could be someone's sub like this. I never thought I could let myself surrender control like this, as much as I wanted to. No, I think you need to hear this right now. I know you don't always want to, and I know it makes you uncomfortable, but you need to hear this. You need to know just how special you are. Before you, I had needs that I was scared to have met. I couldn't trust anyone. Not to go too far, not to disrespect me for wanting what I want. And then you understood me. You knew what I wanted before I wanted it. And you made it your mission to make sure that I always had what I wanted and what I needed, no matter what. And you gave me a strength that I didn't know I needed, that I didn't know existed. And that came from you. And I am grateful every single day for you, for the fact that you chose me and the fact that you love me. I'm incredibly fortunate to have you. And I know you don't believe that, especially right now. But it's true. I love you so much. And every day I love you more. And I know that's cheesy and cliche and you make fun of me for saying things like that. But it's true. Please believe me. No one could treat me better or take better care of me than you do. And that means the world. And when we play and when we do scenes like we do, I don't hesitate to give myself to you. I don't hesitate to trust that what we're doing is going to be safe and is going to be downright pleasurable, because you're in control of it and you know when to say when and you know how to take care of me, and you do. It's never a question. And I like the things that we do together. Did you not notice how hard I came just because you had your hand around my neck? That's what I like too. Absolutely nothing we do goes against any of my boundaries. If it did, I would say for it. You know that. I want you to think about that. I would never, ever, ever do anything that pushed those boundaries, because that's not what we're about. We're about being safe and we're about taking care of each other, right? Isn't that what we decided? Yeah? Look at me, please. There. One of the things we agreed on when we started was to always be careful with each other, right? And I know when we made that agreement, we were talking more about the physical side. The rougher scenes, the heavier play. But as we got closer and as our relationship developed, we agreed to be careful with each other on a deeper level. And it evolved and it changed, didn't it? And you're always so careful with me, physically and emotionally. But you're not that careful with yourself. So let me do it for you. Let me take care of you for once, please. I know. I know it's hard to let the guard down, to accept that. I know that's not the dynamic, and I understand that. But I also understand that when you love someone, regardless of whatever type of relationship you have, sometimes they need to be taken care of. And just because you need me right now doesn't change that you're my daddy and I'm your little. Doesn't change that you take care of me and that I worship you. It just means that right now you need a little extra from me that I am more than willing to give. Now, I know this isn't going to go away all at once. I know you might be in for a rough couple of days, and that's okay. And I'm here. Whatever you need. You can call me at work. You can show up at the office if you need to. I think we've done that before. It's totally fine. I know just being close and hearing my voice sometimes helps. So as the drop happens and as you start to feel it, please reach out. I'm here. And when we come home after work, we'll hide from the world for a couple days, okay? Just us. I'll tell you what. Yes, there's more chocolate here. Tomorrow night, I will come home and I will make you your favorite dinner. And you will decide when you come home if you want company. And if you don't, that's absolutely fine. I will hide. I'll stay out of your way. But if you do want company, then we'll curl up together and we'll watch a movie or we'll play whatever game you're playing. I don't even remember which one you're on right now. We'll figure something out, okay? And if you want me in your arms and you don't ever want to let me go, I'm totally fine with that. In fact, it's kind of my preference. Is that okay? Sound good? Good. There's some color coming back to your cheeks. Yeah. No, I'm not getting up. I'm not moving. No. I'm not worried about my throat. I'm not worried about the marks, though. I'm actually kind of excited to see what color they turn. Because then I'll get to look in the mirror and remember. Because that was a pretty fucking fantastic orgasm, I'm telling you. Yeah, it was. More specifically, though, it'll be a really great reminder of just how compatible we are. And how amazing you are. And how much fun we have together. That's what I'll see when I look in the mirror. I love you. If you believe nothing else that I've said in all of my ramblings, please believe that, okay? And please know that no matter what happens, you're not alone, okay? I know this happens from time to time. I mean, we've gone through this before, and we'll probably go through it again, and that's okay. But I want you to know that I'm here, and I will be here. And if it happens again, or when it happens again, I will be right by your side the entire time, as much as you want me to be, okay? Because I love you. Yeah, I do. I know you do. Okay. Well, you've pretty much polished off the chocolate, but I think there might be more in the kitchen. And I think I need you to drink a little bit more water, because hydration, right? Why don't we curl up here in the little nest that you always make for me after a scene? We'll curl up here and we'll just hang out here, okay? We don't have to move. We don't have to go anywhere. Yeah. I'll be the big spoon for a few minutes. As long as you want. Yeah. At the end of the day, Daddy, there's no one like you. No one as strong. No one as special. And no one who loves me and takes as good care of me as you do. So let me take care.